Listen. Think. Learn. Grow. Listen. Think. Learn. Grow. Live. Live. Live.
This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening and welcome to the Spirit of Life broadcast for today, Wednesday, January 8th. My name is Michael Kelly and I am here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening, Michael. I'm glad to be here and Happy New Year to everyone. We're starting off a new decade, not just a new year. Exciting.
It is. It is very exciting. And the Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit as well as to explore science and spirituality. In addition to this broadcast, ICMH offers other educational programs that you can find at metaphysicsinstitute.org and tfuniversity.org. Now, as always, and for the first time in 2020, we're going to begin with our 9 abbreviated principles of belief. Those are: 1. Do no harm, do right. 2. We believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. 3. We believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social issues. 4. We are all equal, one planet, one race, one ancestry, and one destiny. 5. We recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. 6. We are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives the death of the physical body. 7. Self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will create self-completeness. 8. Metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. And 9. Expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence. And tonight, you know, I think we're going to get started by just kind of talking about some things that are generally associated with the new year, of that kind of rebirth and new goals. And Dr. Hunter.
Great idea. Actually, we talked about it right before the program. We're talking about this, what that means to each of us in our lives. And I can speak for myself that the new year, turning a page, I didn't mind seeing 2019 in the rearview mirror, to be honest. But it had me really reflect on the past decades. And, you know, for those who don't know, I'm 65 this year. And I look back at the decades or rites of passage, the different chapters of my life. It's not just been one long progression. Oh, I've had, you know, been doing one thing for all these years. It's like different segments of life. And looking at 9-year cycles, 7-year cycles, and just kind of reflecting on that and saying, okay, where am I now? Like this here now moment of what is it? Because I really feel like I'm turning another chapter. And to be honest, it's going to be 9 years that I've been with IMHS coming up. Poof, that just went by fast.
Well, when you're having fun.
Sure. I love all you guys. And so I think about this, what's next? And I know there's that old saying about, you know, what are you going to be when you grow up? I don't know. And so I'm, you know, just taking inventory. I love what I do. And, you know, what more of what do I want to do? How do I want to shift the energy? And I actually found a little place talking to a woman who has this really cool little store downtown in my town. And I'm going to start doing readings down there one-on-one, giving classes like teacup reading classes and some self-awareness art classes. So I'm really excited to do that. I have been rather hermetic in my life, so I'm ready to get out and socialize a little more, you know, be with people one-on-one and get away a little bit from technology. I think we're all attached to it. I made a huge decision the other day to give up my landline and only go cell phone. I feel like I should have a funeral service. I really do. Because it's grieving. I'm remembering a time in my life when we didn't have a phone. Like, seriously. And then we did get a phone. It's a crank on the wall in the party line. And now, what, no more landlines? I'm going, wow. And I'm amazed at how many people have given up or are in the process of giving up landlines for their phones. So it's these big shifts that I'm feeling. And I'm optimistic, to be honest. I really am excited and optimistic about things, you know, to come. I don't dismiss the challenges that we're facing by any stretch, but I feel like we're all in a rebirthing process, individually as well as collectively, and you know, each in our own little societies or communities or countries, and then globally. We're in this rebirthing decision-making time, and we're really asked to dig deep. So all I can do for myself is dig really deep to say, okay, what can you do? Don't think about it too long. Just dig deep and go do new things. And if it starts to flow, that's good, but don't fight it. And starting to get a little more creative, allow my mind to open up and have new ideas, which has inspired me to do different kinds of art, I might add, in these past few weeks. And so I'm excited. I know I kind of babbled on there for a moment, Michael, but I think that that's what a new decade inspires. I do.
Well, that's, and I think that's very, a very noble pursuit of trying to, especially, you know, expanding creatively and expanding into new horizons and new skills. I'm trying to do much the same. Trying to learn a new language right now, Spanish. You know, I think it's always important to be bilingual if you can. You know, it's been shown to have benefits to how we perceive and view the world. So, little New Year goal of my own, and I think we've talked about this in the past, that, you know, good things are on the horizon, that, you know, we can feel an energy shift coming, and I think that is what 2020 is going to be. And let's not forget that, you know, with change does come, you know, at times some discomfort and pain, and that might be part of this, but we are going to get to a better place, I think. And I feel like a lot of people can feel it in the air, almost. You know?
Well, there's always a stress for a moment, you know, and wonderment of, oh, what's going to happen? And I think that turbulence, there's always kind of a shakedown before this change. But I really believe people are the deciders of where it goes. So we keep that positive energy going then. And look, there's not to say that people aren't casualties, because I think we all are to some degree of we can – you know, I mean, I know how to drive. I'm going across town, but the guy who runs a red light or somebody who runs a stop sign, you know, that's what I mean by there's a lot of people who aren't in the moment and not paying attention. And I have my moments, I'll admit that. But, and we are navigating our way through a world that's collected with all kinds of psyches and attitudes and beliefs and doing our best. But I think, you know, really, for the most part, everyone is asking themselves the same questions. How do I improve my life? So.
And I think that's a question that we will never and should never stop asking ourselves. It's a journey without destination. The journey is itself a destination of constant improvement, of becoming better than we were the day prior. And, you know, I think that I'm quite curious, you know, how 2020 is going to turn out, and I think I'd like Dr. Hunter, if you could, to pull a card to for the entire world. How is 2020 going to go? This is a lot of pressure on one card, but I think we can do it.
That's funny. Okay, let's see how the world is doing. One card from our Inner Oracle Self-Discovery cards. Power of Belief, I kid you not. That's the spirituality suit, number 25. Oh, doesn't it all hinge on beliefs, hey?
Very much so.
Belief's the most powerful force in the universe. One's beliefs are responsible for one's successes and failures. It's also important to realize that you can't disbelieve in one thing without also believing in something else. Beliefs can help or they can hinder, enable or disable. So denial is a belief and means lying to oneself to evade responsibility. So ponder your beliefs to see if they're healthy or unhealthy and proceed with conviction. So when you're asking for, you know, what is the essence when you say 2020 in the decade, it's the power of belief. What do people really believe in? And again, individually as well as collectively. And I'm going to challenge anyone, that if you're around people who are negative and always speaking in negatives, it's time to change your friends, step up and speak out, and, you know, change the subject and lighten things up. Ask the really relevant questions. If somebody's making some really bizarre comments, just say, what do you mean? I don't understand. And when people have to articulate, then they realize that they can't articulate. So it's that's the kind of thing. We have to address those things, but then challenge to ask questions like, do we really all want food, shelter, clothing? We want everybody to be provided for. And then if the discussion goes that way, how do we make that happen? And so it's really appealing to our conscience, if you will. So that's where, and again, the power of belief. So if we go right down to the fundamentals of our beliefs, then we can see different kinds of solutions, not just be stuck in, well, I believe this, but it's going nowhere. Power of belief.
Yeah, and not to be afraid to challenge beliefs that are no longer working and that don't have a, you know, reasonable merit.
Well, you know, Dr. Edwards said in the chat room just now, some guru once said that you're the sum of the closest five people in your life. And it's a good mirror, isn't it? It's a good reflection of, look at five close people in your life. Very wise. Thanks for sharing that, Dr. Edward. I appreciate it. So just kind of look around. And I'm not saying dump your friends. I'm saying, you know, kind of be a different kind of infection of positive rather than the negative. And because we all have that ability. And if other people are not responding very well to it, well, then you can slowly wane them out of your life, seek out other sources that are eclectic and stimulating and, you know, more progressive, productive, and thought-provoking. Because that keeps us going, right? Keeps the juices going.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's, you know, about healthy energy and about people that are a win-win relationship. People that are giving as well, that, you know, they're not just taking from you. So
I agree.
I like that, Dr. Edward. It was very well said. And I know that it's going to be a good night for cards tonight. And I was wondering, do you have your tarot cards as well?
Oh, you know, they're right over here in my little box. You know, you talk about reflecting. I was looking at this little box. I clean it up every now and again. But I have a little wooden box that exactly fits my tarot cards. It was given to me in 1985 by a woman who was a really good astrologer. She eventually kind of gave it up. It's too bad, too, because she was so good at it. She just didn't feel she could cope with people very well. And that, again, is a skill in itself.
Yeah.
But very talented. And she gave me this beautifully carved wooden box. And I still use it. That's my sacred little place. Put things away. So, yes, I do have my cards, Michael, in answer to your question. So, how about this, Michael? I know we have Heather or Vinicio, I think, is up first. And if you would draw a card for Vinicio with the inner oracle cards, I'll pull a tarot card.
Yeah, I think that'd be great.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. So, let's see. All right, so first up, I have number 31, Sacred Obligations.
Good one.
A sacred obligation is a sacrosanct duty that any higher being would render for the highest good of all concerned. Sacred obligations include do no harm, do right, pay it forward, uphold individual value, value all life, extend tolerance and equality, control and change only what one is entitled to control and change, evolve and grow as a human being with higher awareness, promote knowledge, not fear, and more. Continue to aspire to your highest good by recognizing and fulfilling your sacred obligations.
Well, I find this very interesting, Vinicio, that sacred obligations is partnered with the Seven of Clubs. And I see Seven of Clubs as one of the self-protection symbols. Of course, there's many meanings to it, but in this case, it's knowing that you're safe within yourself, that you don't have to work extra hard to ward off other negatives from other people. You know, you might be feeling a little bit vulnerable at the moment or in some regard. It doesn't have to be everything in life. I'm just saying in some regard. But you got this. So it's like you are able to put up that wall very gently. Feel safe with yourself. You'll be able to know what to do when the time comes. So I'm not sure. That's intuitively, it felt like to add that in there, partnering those symbols. So I hope that makes some kind of sense to you. I hope. So all right. We have Heather next, I believe, Michael. So some feedback too, Vinicio, if you're up for that in the chat room, be greatly appreciated. And maybe then I'll be able to add to it as we go.
Absolutely. And when you actually come to think of it, since you bring that up, do you find that when you're doing readings, it's a lot of that interaction of between yourself and the individual that helps delve into it?
I think I'm automatically plugged in. But what I also know is how these symbols partner together. You can just draw one, you know, one symbol, like we did for Power of Belief. That's just going to stand on its own, and we can see it in a generality. But when symbols start to partner, they tell a story, and they start to give a little bit more information that gets to be, oh, thank you, Vinicio. He says, I agree. Glad for that feedback. Thank you. It starts to tell a bit of a story, and I look at it not so much just esoterically or philosophically, but I see it more fundamental. Like, how is that playing out in somebody's life? You know, because to me, you can have all this other philosophical stuff you want, but how does it help me conduct my life, and how do I deal with life as I'm going? So that's kind of what I look for, and I've kind of always done that. So that's how when they partner and they give a little message, and I think it automatically plugs into the individual. I do. For me.
Very interesting. All right. Well, I have a card for Heather, and I pulled number 40, Relationships.
Ooh, interesting.
Healthy relationships are interdependent and win-win. They are not dependent or codependent. Accept others for who they are and not for what they believe, and don't be judgmental. Otherwise, end the relationship regardless of who it is with. For healthy relationships, we must add more than we subtract. This card can refer to a healthy or toxic relationship, or to the relationship of one thing to another.
Well, Heather, I pulled out the Queen of Diamonds on that one. So the Queen of Pentacles, who are seeing it the way of the tarot. Queen of Diamonds in connection with relationships. I'm getting a sense of redefining your independence, and maybe financial independence because it's diamonds here. But that could also indicate how you feel like I own me. kind of thing. Let me find a different word or other words for this. So the Queen of Diamonds, you're in the shift of kind of collecting your own energy, and how then do you relate to others? So it's kind of building a new relationship with yourself and independence, but relationships and other people. So I hope that made a little bit of sense. But really, it's all about independence here. Now, you can be independent in a relationship. I want to clarify that, okay? Mm-hmm. But it's who are you, not getting lost in the relationship, retaining your own autonomy.
So. Oh, I think that's so important in a relationship to maintain who you are.
I agree. But that might be something at this particular moment that Heather might be looking at. She said, yes, sounds great. All right, thanks. Thanks for the feedback. Okay, so moving on, we're getting some good names up here in the chat. So let's get on with Edward, Dr. Edward. Really glad you could all join us tonight, by the way. Thank you very much.
Oh, it's great to have
nice
you all here.
Nice little crowd.
Yeah, yeah, first of the new year, 2020, new decade. A lot of new going around.
And new.
And hopefully this is a new card for Dr. Edward. I don't know if he's gotten this one before. Wild card number 6, entropy.
Oh, interesting.
Within the cycle of life, there are useful energies, which are low entropy, that can wane to uselessness, or high entropy. Their energy stands still and their entropy increases. They no longer give value to the evolution of life. This can include an attitude or behavior that requires adjustment to once again take a new step in renewal and rebirth, thus lowering one's entropy. When one seeks to be part of the solution rather than part of the problem, that one lowers his or her personal entropy and the world is a better place.
Well, now I have that partnered with Chariot. The Chariot's part of the major arcana in the tarot. It's the charioteer is the driver of his own chariot, right? And like you're driving your own vehicle and you're in control of both forces. So there's a good balance in the energy that you're moving forward. So entropy, of course, as you know, you're raising your frequency, Dr. Edward. I'm seeing here that you're also moving it forward in relatively good balance with working negatives and positives, yin yangs, and all the forces of yourself moving forward together. So I see that as a really good symbol that you're on the right track. So you're on the right track of something. Keep going. I like it. All right.
Oh.
I think Audra is next that I have written down, Michael.
All right. And excuse me. Let's see. Ah, another wild card. This is wild card number 3, blocks. Now tell me, have we pulled this one in a while that you can recall?
No, it's interesting, too. They do tend to come up in cycles, don't they, Michael? Yeah.
That's a habit.
Yeah. All right.
There is a time for movement and a time to sit still. What may seem like blocks could be an opportunity to reevaluate while allowing the universe to open new doorways. At times, we simply need to get out of our own way in order for events to unfold as they should. It can feel like free falling when a leap of faith is required. If blocks continue, it may be a time for a new direction. Do not dismay. Blockages serve purposes. Diligence and insight is required. Remain open.
Well, Audra, I pulled the Jack of Hearts for you. Of course, in tarot language, that would be the Knight of Cups. Now, keep in mind, in the cards, whether they're playing cards or the tarot, there is a Jack for a king, but no princess for a queen. So, to me, a Jack represents male or female. So that's what I'm saying. I'm seeing this as you. The blocks that Michael was just talking about could be you for yourself in and around your heart. And I don't mean to step any boundary, you know, publicly on the show here, but it's learning about yourself and what you want in a relationship, how you are, number one, with yourself, but letting down guards to let love into your life in a new way. Keep in mind that you've got lots of good survivor skills. Just maybe you don't need them so much anymore. You've got them for when you need, but it's like letting the blocks down, letting the guards down so that your heart can be more open. And I'm going to use that word again tonight, safe, like feeling really safe with your emotions, spiritually, and your heart. So I think, and I also get here, Audra, I think you're on the brink of understanding yourself and love in a whole new way. That's what I'm thinking. And being indicated as something youthful here, it makes me feel, you know, you get that alive feeling when your heart wakes up and it lightens up. Everything lightens up. Thinking lightens. Everything just lightens up. So I like that for you. That's very positive. Thank you for the feedback, Dr. Edward, when you said you agreed with that assessment. That's good feedback to know. Keep in mind that we're on Skype through a chat, headphones, and so that feedback for me is exciting because it's not, I think the older I get, the easier it is because I don't work too hard. I let it naturally come. The more I relax, the easier these things are to put together. See? Very good lesson as we get older. So we have Kim up next, Michael.
All right. And I have number six, boundaries. It's important for you to establish clear boundaries for yourself. Equally, it is necessary to, equally, it is necessary to be aware of others and to not overstep or encroach on their boundaries. This is a mark of a self-complete individual. Reassess and assertively protect your healthy boundaries while looking to see if you are overstepping elsewhere. Begin with asking yourself, who owns me?
Well, Kim, I pulled strength after that one. This is good. Boundaries, strength. I think you really got a strong will of spirit. And it's learning to trust yourself in that and comfortable enough to quietly say your boundaries. You know, it doesn't have to be aggressive or, you know, you don't have to fight for it because it's quiet. So when you have that strength, it's where, let's say you didn't have confidence enough a month ago or didn't feel strong enough a month ago to say certain things in a good way, it's going to come easier to you now because that's the way the energy is shifting, I think, for you. So I'm encouraged here when I put those symbols together. Sorry, what was that again, Michael? I've been writing notes and I scribbled.
Boundaries, excuse me.
Boundaries, that's right. Because I looked at blocks and I was thinking about it. So boundaries, what are your boundaries? And maybe where others have to or be good for them to set up boundaries. And you're looking at your own kind of how you can. The first thing that comes to mind, honestly, is what is unsolicited advice? Dr. Kelly's words, you know, it's maybe we're a little too free with our words and, you know, it's just rephrasing things. So strength is a great one for you to have. And it's that will of spirit feeling stronger inside. I like that. Hope that makes sense to you, Kim, in some way. So,
all right.
And there's a little feedback from Audra in the chat there, Michael. She said, thanks very much. Interesting. She'd had a conversation with a friend on New Year's where she kept trying to think of people to set me up with. And I tried to explain that I don't really want or need that type of relationship anymore. As for the block, it took me nearly a month to submit my essay for the last course because I kept thinking it wasn't quite right. But she finally submitted it last night. Good for you, Audra. That's See, that's trusting your heart and knowing. It's kind of it's just a knowing and that feeling better, feeling more positive, and not being overly analytical. It's and people wanting to set you up. Yeah, I get it, but you don't really have to explain. They say thanks, but you know, it'll all just happen naturally.
Exactly.
You know, and so good for you. Thanks for the feedback there.
Oh, and I can definitely empathize on the blocks, especially when it comes to assignments. I've been the worst where I overthink it. I, you know, overanalyze it, and then I'm, you know, don't want to submit it because I need to make sure it's perfect, or I'm, you know, uncertain about it. But I'm sure in this case, it's going to be fantastic, and it usually is.
Yeah. Good for you, Audra. I think, what course is it? If you are able to write in the chat, which course was it that you submitted? And just out of curiosity, of course, you don't have to share that, but.
There's a little lag too, about 10 seconds between when we talk and when they'll hear us. So a little bit of peek behind the scenes for you guys.
So Kim has just said in the chat, she said, yes, that's the current energy for her right now, reminding herself to use my words and laugh out loud. I also am getting more relaxed in setting my boundaries and not feeling guilty about it. That's a huge lesson for me. Kim, I just had a conversation with a friend of mine the other night that she wasn't feeling well at Christmas, and so she canceled Christmas. And she's got adult children, but she said she had a conversation with one of her sons who lives like on the other side of the country, and he wasn't doing anything for Christmas either. And she's trying to encourage him, well, do you want to go out with people? He says, no, I'm really comfortable being in a quiet place tonight, Mom. I don't need to do that. And she said it hit her that she didn't have to feel guilty and explain herself to other people either, that she was just feeling good and quiet, and she was in a good place. So we don't have to explain ourselves or feel guilty or start playing all this dialogue in our heads. She said that was such a revelation for her. She's in her 60s also, I might add. And so we all have these moments of, I don't have to feel badly for this, and this is a good boundary. I'm really not feeling up to cooking. I'm really not feeling up to doing all this thing with people, and it's just okay. Kim is saying, yes, I was the same this holiday season. So yeah, that's great. Good for you. Thanks for the feedback again. Audrey just said that was metaphysical self-mastery. It's a good course. Good course. And I'm sure you nailed it. Sure, you did great.
Absolutely. And well, I think that's about everybody that we had that had asked for a card. And if anybody else hasn't gotten one, we still have a little time, so you can throw your name in the chat.
Yes.
And you know, I think it's been a very interesting start to our new year, into the 2020. And I think it would go without, we should probably mark just on the fact that, well, as always throughout human history, these are some interesting times. Our thoughts especially go out to, you know, those in Australia, especially the loss of wildlife and nature is truly heartbreaking. And I would encourage anybody that can to, there are many different programs that are helping, some with the animals, some with, you know, directly fighting the fires and supporting the people and doing that. But as we go into a new year, it's wise to think about how are we going to be changing the world moving forward. You know, something that we've touched on a lot tonight, and something that's also interestingly been woven throughout all of the cards that we pulled. And it's
bridge-making progress.
Absolutely. And it's within our power to make progress and to make change. And, you know, as always, we're going to continue working on making a better world and building the world that we want to be a part of, that we want to live in, and that we want our future generations to live in.
Yes.
And no matter how dark things seem, don't lose heart, because there is an energy of rebirth and renewal, and there is, you know, there are good things coming. And we can help in even small ways. You know, like I said, if you can, I'd, there are people, even in Puerto Rico right now, hit by earthquakes, have lost power. And we like to keep those people in mind and in our thoughts, and again, to help if we can. Hopefully that situation is going to be good without any other further quakes or anything like that. But it's having an active participatory role in the world in which we're living. And I think that we're off to a great start in that regard, and that there is a collective energy that we can all feel. I think it's a great springboard into 2020, into the new year and the new decade.
I agree. Yeah. Totally agree with you, Michael. Michael, I took a liberty, if that's all right. I drew an inner oracle card and a tarot card for you.
Ah, see.
It's okay. Was I stepping over a boundary?
No, actually, I was going to ask you to.
I must have psychically heard you.
Yeah.
Well, see, I pulled Perfection, which is the first card of the inner oracle cards, number one. Always remember that you're perfect just as you are, a perfect work in progress, always changing and growing. Today's a reflection of past choices, and tomorrow's changeable by choices made today. What were we just talking about?
Mm-hmm.
This card may indicate that a situation is either perfect or not perfect for you. Embrace all mistakes as they're vital to your growth while striving for a better future. Reflect to see what contributes to your perfect journey and move forward gracefully. The supporting energy to that, Michael, is the Jack of Clubs, which is the Knight of Wands. And that is someone with a youthful energy bringing about changes, communication, communicating change. The Jack of Clubs also has good ideas and likes to put them into motion. So Perfection, which is so much of what we talked about, but specifically for you in whatever is going on in your life, then it's saying that you're on the right track and that you are bringing out changes. And a lot of the ideas that you're having are already, let's say, universally moving forward. So you just have to keep going with the program, your program. So that's awesome.
Thank you. I like it.
Yeah, I do too. Very, it kind of gets me excited for you that there's some action happening this year.
Some things on the horizon. Well, good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I'm holding you to that, by the way.
Yeah.
if it doesn't happen, it's not my fault.
That's right. Don't call me.
And I just wanted to point out in chat, Dr. Vinicio had mentioned that he's from Puerto Rico. So, yeah, definitely we hope that you're okay. And I'm glad that you're able to be with us tonight.
Yeah.
And just stay safe. Stay safe, and you know, good luck to everybody in Puerto Rico and your neighbors. And just realize that life is, there's a lot of complications in life without all the extra stuff that humans throw into it. So it's important for us to be there for each other in difficult times and moving forward. And I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to how we're going to be tackling these issues going forward in life. I'm looking forward to my cards and this you know, sense of purpose and these ideas that mm-hmm. are, you know, kind of rolling around in the old noggin and what have you.
Well, I have lots of ideas rolling around in my noggin, too. Michael,
I think yours are more interesting.
I don't know. Sometimes I wonder. Would you mind drawing a inner oracle card for me?
I'd be happy to.
Thank you.
Not at all. What if I did say I would mind? Then we just have
to. Well, that would be all right. I
start the outro music and call it a night.
Yeah,
all right, guys.
Good.
All right, so doing an extra shuffle, and Perfection.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, not at all.
Well, we just read it. I got to tell you, I pulled out the in support of. I was pulling a card while you were pulling a card. The Page of Cups, which is a communications card. It's also about water. There's water in that. Now, the pages in the tarot is the bridge between, as I was taught, the bridge between the two languages of a regular deck of playing cards, which is the minor arcana, and the major arcana. So there was this symbol, a communicator, between the two languages. So whenever I see that page card, I say, oh, that's a good bridge. And in this case, it's of the heart of information and letting that energy flow. So I just kind of got excited for myself, Michael. So perfection and things are always changing. That's good. And moving forward. So with the Page of Cups there, it's being a communicator, kind of what I do. And that's encouraging for me. Mm-hmm.
Very nice. I'm happy for you. I mean, besides, you know...
I'll pay you later.
Besides, we both got perfection. That has to mean something, right?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy in a good way. Very exciting.
Well, I'm just assuming that we're both perfect and don't need to change anything at all. Did I take that wrong?
Don't push it. I've been working on a few things. I have been talking, I think I mentioned a few months ago that I reconnected with a nephew of mine who's going through some changes and very encouraging, positive. But, you know, I really tried to get it across to him that it doesn't matter who you are, how old you get, you're always going to be looking at things in yourself that need to be worked on. And I have my share. You know, it's I ask myself, okay, why did you just do that? You know, or I think you have an attitude problem today, you know? And I do. I have those conversations with myself like I'm two people in this one head, which can be very strange if you're a doctor looking at me. But that's the way I talk to my consciousness, my higher consciousness. And I try to do it with honesty and objectivity and challenge myself that I'm not always right. And even when I'm having an emotional, I'm uncomfortable, I do push the pause button and have an inner dialogue before I say or do anything. Say, what do you hope to achieve by doing this, Vicky? You know, so we're always learning. And probably the bigger thing that I have learned in 2019 is how to better respond to the world, especially in situations that are uncomfortable and that I don't like, that challenge me, and making good decisions, even if it hurts in ways that I don't like. So it's being true to myself. It's not easy to do. And even though I like to think I'm pretty good at that, life has just thrown me a new situation. I had no idea that I don't know how to deal with this. And, Cecilia's saying I do that too. Yay. I'm glad I'm not alone, Cecilia. It's challenging myself in being a better responder to things. And it's not really a matter of thinking fast on my feet, because that's not always the case. It's allowing that little moment in there to say, well, this is a new one. What are you going to do with this? And going through, hopefully exercising some, you know, thinking into the process of what have you learned in your life? Call upon all your information, apply some wisdom and insight here, and make the decisions that are absolutely correct for you and hopefully healthy ones. So, you know, life will throw curveballs at us. You know, it might be a good time. I will share this with everybody. I was diagnosed with skin cancer last fall, and I have had two surgeries right before New Year's. So when I say curveballs, there were a few last year. Right before New Year's, my doctor called me and told me that the pathology results came back and there's no residual cells. So starting the new year was really optimistic. I mean, I wasn't worried, but I think it does kind of play on that C word.
Absolutely. And
go ahead.
I didn't mean to cut you off again. I'm sorry. No. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say I was already 30 years cancer-free, and so it wasn't unfamiliar to me. But when somebody says it, I go, oh, me? Like, what's in my consciousness? What's in my psyche? What energy do I have to do? So, of course, I started doing another body cleanse. I started looking at other things to take to inspire my body to work better, healthier. I had to clean up some thoughts also, because that's always associated. And I don't do it in a way that is punitive. I don't do it in a way that's negative. I do it in a way that's, well, here's something to do. This is a new one. And thanks for the good wishes, everybody, in the chat. You're making comments. I appreciate that. It was a little bump in the radar. And, just taps me on the shoulder and says, you know, you're just as vulnerable as everybody else in the world. And you're going to deal with things like everybody else in the world. And it's how we deal with it. So that's what I say about applying what we've learned, our insights and our wisdoms, and being calm and a little bit introspective at times, and saying, well, this is a new challenge. And we learn. And I did. I learned a lot through that. And I learned a lot about my feelings. And working through feelings, I could, and they were momentary, but go into a place of, oh, I think I'm depressed. You know? Mm-hmm. And, oh, that's that feeling. But able to talk my way through it, feel my way through it. So it was a whole big self-discovery. I'm glad I'm on the other side of that now. And that's another reason for being optimistic, and it was good to go. So, and when you say feeling better, Heather, I never felt badly. I just happened to, no offense, it's, how do you say, squamous cell carcinoma. And so you're not really in pain with it. The only pain is after the surgeries. So it's discomfort in all those stitches, you know. But I told the doctor, one side of my face has got a facelift and the other side's no nip and tuck, and that's really unfair. So I said, like, can't we balance things out a little bit? So, you know, it's just one of those things. I never felt badly. I never felt sick. I saw something. I said, that doesn't look right. But as in whether you're in Canada or the U.S., any medical process, it's a process and sometimes can take months and months and months. So there's that wondering, this doctor, that surgery, these results, and it's just a long process.
And the uncertainty, and, you know, no matter what, it's going to be something that causes concern. How can it not? But, yeah. You know, we're very happy that it's clear that you come through clean and that it it's just another piece of evidence that it's off to a remarkable start to the year.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that, Michael. So anyway, everybody, I'm saying we all have our little things, but, you know, moving forward, it's how are we going to set new goals? What are those goals? What do we need to address in ourselves? And the optimism, because we are in this really powerful time of change. And I know what side of the book I'm on. You know, I know what side I'm on. So it's go forward, staying really true to yourself. I still find that amazing that we both pulled perfection for each other, Michael. I really enjoyed our conversation. Sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, one of these days I'd like to look up the odds on that. They have to be high. But no, I've enjoyed our conversation tonight, as always. Yeah. And, you know, it's been a couple of weeks. We had the you know, the Yuletide holiday. We had the new year. So it's great to be back with our community. It's good to have that support. You know, we have our friends and we have our family, and we also have our fellow metaphysical humanists. We have this group. And I'm just so happy that everybody could join us tonight, especially when it's in the live chat. It really adds to the overall experience. So thank you for joining us.
Yes. And again, Happy New Year to everybody.
Yes,
really.
Great.
From our hearts, yep.
And, of course, we're going to be back next week on Wednesday, and I believe Dr. Kelly is going to be joining us, so we'll have a topic to announce, and I'm really looking forward to it, and I hope you all join us next week as well.
Exciting.
And until then, listen, think, learn, and grow. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.